For this Thursday, March 12th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The University of Southern Indiana is preparing to launch a new technology-focused learning space aimed at bringing business students closer to cutting-edge innovation. Officials say the Romaine College of Business will build a Center for Applied Business Technologies inside the Business and Engineering Center on campus. The new facility is expected to open in the fall of 2026. The project has already received more than $1.3 million in charitable gifts from alumni and supporters of the university. University leaders say the center will highlight the growing connection between business and emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence. The space will feature specialized labs and collaborative learning areas such as AI Cafe, the Biometrics Discovery Lab, and a flexible lab designed for a variety of technology projects. Students will be able to work directly with industry tools, including the AI platform Watson X from IBM and the biomedical data platform NeuroBlue, developed by NeuroBlue. The center will also provide access to tools for augmented reality, blockchain, and advanced data analytics. University officials say the goal is to give undergraduate students hands-on experience with advanced analytics and artificial intelligence while encouraging collaboration between students, faculty, and industry partners. Community organizations across Southwest Indiana are preparing for an event designed to connect people experiencing homelessness with vital services. The 18th annual Homeless Connect of Southwest Indiana will take place on Thursday, March 19th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Old National Events Plaza in Evansville. The event brings together dozens of community partners offering free services to individuals and families facing housing instability. Organizers say the goal is to make it easier for people to access multiple forms of assistance in one place. Available services will include legal guidance, financial and utility assistance, help obtaining birth certificates, employment resources, veterans services, recovery and reentry support, health screenings, and free haircuts. Each year, more than 700 people attend the event to receive support and information from service providers throughout Southwest Indiana. Organizers say events like Homeless Connect play a key role in addressing homelessness in the region by removing barriers and connecting people with the help they need. More information can be found on the Homeless Connect of Southwest Indiana Facebook page or through the Commission of Homelessness of Southwest Indiana. Mount Vernon High School's Athletic Hall of Fame banquet is set for Saturday, April 4th at the Mount Vernon High School cafeteria. This is the 37th induction dinner and ceremony, and it's sponsored by the Mount Vernon M Club. The 2026 Hall of Fame inductees are Chad Ruggieri, now Chad Govert, class of 2004, Ryan Pletz, class of 2009, Elizabeth Fry, now Elizabeth Blagan, class of 2010, Dustin Rubenacher, class of 2010, Coach Vicki Rieger, the 2009-2010 girls swim team, and the 1982 baseball team. This year's service award goes to Steve Mitchell. The guest speaker is Paul Neidig, who is the IHSA commissioner. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner is served at 6, and the ceremony starts at 6:30. Again, that's on Saturday, April 4th at the Mount Vernon High School cafeteria. You can register for the event at mvwildcats.org/registrations. Last night in men's college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers lost their first game in the Big Ten tournament as the number 10 seed up in Chicago versus number 15 seed Northwestern, 74-61. IU led 37-36 at halftime but got outscored 38-24 in the second half. Lamar Wilkerson was the lone Indiana player in double figures with 17 points. The Hoosiers end the season 18-14. This evening, the Purdue Boilermakers play their first game in the Big Ten tournament as the number 7 seed against Northwestern at 5:30. Tonight in local college sports, Evansville women's basketball plays in the first round of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament in Coralville, Iowa. The Purple Aces are the number 10 seed, and they take on number 7 seed Illinois Chicago at 6 o'clock. In the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers return home after a 4-game West Coast road trip and welcome the Phoenix Suns at 6 o'clock. The Pacers have lost 10 straight games and are 15-50 on the season. That's news and sports for this Thursday, March 12th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Rebin, reporting for Posey County Radio News. Have a great Thursday.